You're listening to the WGXC Weekend News for Saturday, February 25th and Sunday, February 26th. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra.
We want his tax returns!
Daily Freeman reporter estimated almost 600 people were inside an unofficial town hall meeting in Kingston February 24th for Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, and another 200 more were outside. Activists at the meeting at George Washington Elementary School wrote out postcards to Faso, since the congressperson did not attend and has said he does not want to hold town hall meetings. Previous representatives in the seat, Democrat Scott Murphy and Republican Chris Gibson, did hold town hall meetings locally. You can hear a brief excerpt of the sounds at the unofficial town hall meeting on the WGXC newsroom. Eva Wartell has these reports.
Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that after an online kerfuffle, Chatham board members voted to take down one town Facebook page less than a year after its launch, but leave another online. The board launched a town page without a social media policy last year. Town Communications Committee member Linda Ziskind had deleted a few comments she deemed inappropriate on that page, so the board voted to take down that Chatham Facebook page while letting trolls continue to post comments online without supervision on the town's Highway Department Facebook page. Time Warner Cable News reports that the Hudson Police Officer Union has issued a statement at odds with the mayor and police commissioner. On February 20th, Hudson Police Commissioner Martha Harvey and Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton signed a, quote, order on the use of city resources and facilities, end quote, keeping federal immigration and customs enforcement personnel out of city buildings. The order specifically prohibits ICE officials from using, quote, city rooms, desks, communication devices, or facilities, vehicles, apparatus, or other resources, end quote, except as required by law. Local 3979, the union representing some police officers in the city, issued a statement asking the mayor to rescind the order, saying it limits an officer's ability to enforce the law. ICE officials have reportedly taken 4 immigrants in Columbia County into custody in the past week. Read the full story on the Time Warner Cable News website. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced February 23rd several new actions to combat hate crimes and anti-Semitism across New York State. Since the November election, there have been several instances of swastikas drawn on public buildings in the Hudson Valley. A Jewish community center in Albany is one of many nationwide receiving repeated bomb threats. Cuomo responded to these and other recent hate crimes with a $25 million grant program to boost safety and security at New York schools and daycare centers at risk of hate crimes or attacks because of their ideology, beliefs, or mission. New York is also expanding its toll-free hotline to include text message capability to report incidents of bias and discrimination. Anyone experiencing or witnessing bias or discrimination is encouraged to text HATE to 81336 with details of the incident, which the state police will see. A $5,000 reward is also being made available for any information leading to an arrest and conviction for a hate crime. Cuomo would not link, quote, an explosion in the number of hate crimes, end quote, to the recent presidential election, quote, but whatever caused it, our focus is on ending it, end quote, he said. And the Daily Freeman reports that low-cost carrier Norwegian Air Shuttle will begin flights to Ireland and Scotland from Stewart International Airport this spring. The airline will fly Boeing 737-800s to and from Dublin and Shannon, Ireland, Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Edinburgh, Scotland. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Eva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.